Welcome to our Blessings of Christ on February the 5th. And we are very blessed here, finally, to be on the beautiful side of that ice storm we went through for a week. So we're giving gratitude and praise to God for this beautiful weather today, almost 70 degrees. And this really illustrates the old adage, really actually meant in humor, but it's actually all too true. And that's if you live in Texas and you don't like the weather, wait a day, especially in the winters, where we can have the freeze one week and sunny day the next. But you know, I think that's a good entree into talking about miracles. You know, miracles do not require preceding circumstances leading up to the miracle, giving a logical presence for it happening. If it could be done that way, you go out and do it yourself. And the problem with doing it that way is, you see, the material universe is linear. Well, actually, it's three-dimensional, but it's linear in the sense that one thing progresses usually with consequential reasoning from the thing before. We proceed in generations forward. We proceed in steps of life forward in even our craft projects. One thing starts and leads to ultimately the conclusion. But the amazing thing about miracles is that they come from a realm so far beyond the material realm, they don't require a sequencing. And all they require is faith. And why do they require faith? Does it mean that you're part of the miracle in the sense of contributing to it happening? No, I don't think so, because most miracles actually come to us by surprise, complete surprise. We were just expecting more of the pain tomorrow, and we wake up pain-free and healed. So what is our part of it in faith? Well, faith allows us. It gives us the courage to rise out of the material universe where all the problems are being created in the first place, so that we can shake hands with some angel, have a hug with Christ, kneel before God, absorb the Holy Spirit, whatever ways you describe your engagement with these guardians of our lives on a higher level. You just leap out of the basket and go up. And up there is where you get the help that then changes all the configurations in the three-dimensional world. You know, they don't require that it be logic. They don't. No. I mean, Yeshua would come to a man who was crippled, or crippled and blind, or some horrible combination of other ailments, and he'd just say, stand up and walk. There didn't need to be a logical precedent to it. And I think that's why we call it a miracle, is because it appears non-sequential to what the material world would expect. So one of the best things you can do, if you need, and we all do, some relief from this material world, it could be a physical pain, it could be a heartache, it could be something that's causing extended anxiety and stress, could be a relationship, could be any number of things that come from the fact that things are not lining up in a pleasant and predictable way in the material world. That's it. That's what causes pain. And then we add to it with our resistance to it. And then we can add to it even further by sharing our heartache with others and implicating them in our deep, painful frustration. And then we can add to that with our doubt and our fears that it will only get worse. So the best you can do is just relax and leave it up to God. Pray, but don't pray from your hurt. We've talked about this many, many times, where it's faith sees it done. The praying from the hurt is asking God to lend power to your reason for worrying. Like, oh God, this is serious. I need you sitting here beside me. I need you with your arms around me while I'm hurting. No, you don't. You need to be with God so that he will take you out of your hurting. But you see, we are very attached to our need to reason through things, to make things make sense, to flow in a linear direction. And then we can tell everybody with our stories how we got through it, how it came on to us. We suffered day by day, and then we applied this, this, and this, and we're telling you because it might help you to get through something also. And see, God just blows that story all to pieces. He comes around, he lifts you up, and no more story. No more tales that you can tell. You're just out of it, but you actually do have a new story. And in our blessing service, we help you communicate the new stories, which is why we ask people to join aloud in our community with both your requests and your expressions of gratitude, because it helps everybody build a new understanding of how to reach, how to accept, how to receive, and how to be grateful. So we are missing Nancy for a little while. She says she'll try to be here if at all possible. They have been through a really bad ice storm in Austin. You can imagine that, and that's, my goodness, that's 200 miles south of us, and they're still in their ice storm, and she's having a very bad internet connection, plus a neighbor who's alone called her with a very stressful illness. So Nancy went to her side, and she's hoping she'll be here long enough to help us wrap up. But in the meantime, we're going to wing it together. So I see we've got some callers online, and we're going to start with Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to wish you a very, very happy birthday for yesterday, and all the blessings in the world will be upon you for the coming year. And thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for your card.
Oh, you're welcome.
And your little present to me, which I'll do something special with, and remember it in your name. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And I just like to ask a blessing for three friends who are needing Yeshua's help for healing. The first friend is John Johnson, who's in the hospital with heart trouble. And the second one is Margaret Avery, who's recovering from knee surgery and got food poisoning on top of that. So she's yes, battling through that. And another friend, Scott Austin, who needs a miracle regarding his apartment. And that's, if you could put them on the list, I'd be very grateful.
They're already on the list, and they're in my heart. I seem to remember these names from before.
Well, Margaret Avery is the one who told me about you however many years ago. She put me onto you. So Margaret has been with you, so that's why her name is familiar. The other two, maybe John I might have put on, but I don't think the other, Scott, I don't think I had.
But John, I do remember John. I think you put him on once, recently.
Yes, maybe I did, because he's had a lot of physical challenges in this lifetime.
Well, that's good. The challenges are not good. It's good you put him on the list before. You can't have too many blessings.
No, you can't. You can't. So hopefully they will find, you know, what they need to learn from this situation and move forward in the light.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I have found out that sometimes in situations I'm in, the faster I learn the lesson that brought the need for it to me, the quicker it just disappears. And I'm thinking, actually, if there is any sequential connection between suffering and anything else, it's between suffering and our need to learn something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I believe so. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And God bless you.
God bless you too, Glenda.
We're going to see who's next on our call. And it looks like it's Caroline. Hello,
hi, and happy belated birthday too. Many, many happy returns, and may you live a long and healthy and successful life just as you have been up till now. We so appreciate what you've done in your life. It's just beyond words. So I would like a blessing for something that's taking place, that they're planning to have taken place in Maui and on the Hawaiian Islands. They've also done some of these things in other areas like parts of California and I believe even Texas and Florida, where they plan to release lab-modified or genetically modified mosquitoes to try to deal with, here it's to try to deal with what they call avian malaria. They want to try and create a situation where these mosquitoes mate with the local mosquitoes and then you get sterile eggs. But that's only if males are used, and they've had loads of females escaping when they've done this kind of stuff. And the females can breed and take over the population, and there is evidence that shows that it might actually create more disease rather than less disease, and all kinds of collateral damage that they haven't anticipated. Just like, you know, here in Maui, we've had big problems when they've introduced invasive species like the mongoose and deer and all of that. So they tend not to have a good track record of that. So what I would like is a blessing from Jeshua to try to either prevent this happening in the first place or mitigate the damage, both in terms of what they're doing, what they're planning to do here on Maui, but across the United States, that these lab-produced and genetically modified mosquitoes are really, really bad news. And most people here don't even realize it. They're planning to release 40 billion of these things a year here on the island of Maui alone. And, I mean, that's a massive. Once you do that, you can't go back. You know, it's not something you can really. Yeah, and so blessings. I would like some blessings for that from the community and from Jeshua to try to prevent that happening.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I would like to add to that blessing with a collateral statement, and that is that all of the answers to God's creation lie within God's creation, and very few, if any, of the human engineered solutions are actually solutions, because what so many of them reflect is a doubt and a disbelief that the solutions actually do exist within nature. Every solution in God's creation exists in nature. Just as he walked Adam around the Garden of Eden and instructed him about all of the plants being his medicine, we still are discovering powerful medicines that are part of natural creation. And I don't abhor the desire for people to create a solution, because mosquitoes are a terrible plague. I know from the work I have done with our church in Africa, they result in millions of malarial events in Africa, and even though they do take drugs that have been developed to kill malaria initially, you can only have it so many times until the liver and the kidneys are severely damaged, and many people's end of life is kidney or liver failure for exactly that reason. So in the long run, the mosquitoes are doing a tremendous damage, and we do need to find an equitable solution that allows us to either coexist with them or isolate them to a different place. And as you said, Caroline, what they're doing with the artificial solution is it's irreversible. And I do worry about that. I applaud their desire to do something that helps people. That I applaud. And so often, things that turn out bad are traceable back to a genuine human concern for somebody. But it wasn't played out correctly. So I really ask for blessing to play out our expansion of knowledge within the province of God's creation, because therein lie the real answers. And that goes for our human medicine as well, and for how we view human disease. The natural human diseases that we acquire have answers in nature, and we need to be living within that circle of cause and effect. But it's hard to do that with a world that is turning increasingly, at least agnostic, if not atheistic. And so, science has done its very best in the last 400 years to give us plausible reasons for thinking that chemistry, math, and science can solve everything. But up to date, it hasn't. It seems like it's only created more problems. So we'll see where this goes. But my prayer is that God's will be done.
Well, thank you. Let's pray for a more natural world and more in balance with nature in general.
Absolutely. And that will actually clear up the so-called green environmental problem. It'll clear up everything. Nature has its own balance mechanisms. We've moved too far out of the balance mechanism for nature. And with that, we've lost the ability to solve problems naturally and to solve problems even within our own health and our own state of mind naturally. But that equilibrium is part of life, and it exists. But, you know, it's hard to search for it and empower it when your faith is weak and your belief in God is almost evaporated, which is where a lot of people stand, my friends. So it's up to us and others who have the strength of faith to implement it and to be strong inside your weakness. That may sound like a paradox, but it's not. It's very important to surrender, because only surrender brings true relaxation. You can pretend relaxation with a lot of yoga moves or stretching or physical activity or positive conversation and pretend to be relaxed. But that's not the same as what you'll find in the depth of sleep. In the depth of sleep, you heal. And that same depth can be reached in your waking moments with faith that brings you to a point of surrender. So that's where we like to take you, ideally, in the blessing. And we'll see how many of you get there today. I hope more and more of you do. And it helps to come back, because you begin to have positive reinforcement for the fact that that's a good place to go. Okay, Carolyn, we are going to take another caller. And thank you for important words.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Nancy on the line.
Hey, Nancy, how are you doing?
I feel really jumping and happy after celebrating my birthday yesterday, and
I just want a prayer for those who are going through the cold and the ice and the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Who don't have electricity or water.
I know.
And And those of us right now are trying to, and for the poor trees that lost their branches, and I just knocked down half of my mountain laurel.
Oh,
and now
no.
I got to do the live oak. But so
where
just, you know, blessing to the nature that is making it through the ice storms.
Uh-huh. Where do you live,
but
Nancy?
I'm Buda, just south of Weird. I'm south of Nancy.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm
south of Austin.
And you know, it's really strange that the ice went that far south.
And it went further than where I am. So they did declare our county and Nancy's county disaster areas.
I know.
Which is kind of funny right now because it's 75.
I know. Isn't that weird?
And gorgeous.
Yeah, but
and
suffering. Yeah, and a lot of...
And for my sister, she made it through the brain surgery. She's just tired and, you know, doing it day by day. So, you know, healing to those who need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And the energy for them, energy to recover and love to support them. So, you know, the body needs certain things to heal and the soul needs other things to heal. And we need to make sure everybody gets both of those supplies.
Right.
The body needs a little bit of caregiving, a little nourishment, some medicines, some treatments that are nourishing and therapeutic. And the soul needs its assistance as well. So,
right.
And blessing
to those who are helping, the helpers. There's a tree service that's going around and taking care of, you know, trimming down trees and taking down the branches and such and hauling them away. So blessings on those people that are helping. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our first responders are so important to getting us back to normal. They're like the nurses that come in for a medical event.
Well, the power line people that were out there in the storm trying to get electricity back on. You know, and there's some in Austin that don't have electricity still, so.
Hi, girls. I'm here now.
Oh, you. Nancy?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to let you all know. Hi, everyone. I'm on now. And,
okay.
We don't have electricity either. So it's very weird. Well, I'm so glad that we had to help out a neighbor.
We were only out for 21 hours, but it did do wonders for the well pump. So.
right.
Yeah. God bless you, those who, you know, without electricity or water right now. So.
Or, yep. Yep.
So well, anyway, that's, you know, and blessings for my sister and for my back.
Okay.
I'm feeling a lot better than last week.
We're building our lift here and got you on it, Nancy. Okay. And
wonderful.
And our Nancy, welcome back. And I'm going to let you take over in just a second. I want to take 1 minute to build on what, our first Nancy, had
the southern Nancy. Here we go. I'm just south of the Austin Nancy. So there you go.
Okay, good. Well, we got you both on the line and that's good. All right. So, I just wanted to build on something. Last year, we had this kind of terrible freeze, down at the south coast of Texas, which is extremely unnatural. And most of the state of Texas was in a blackout for at least, we're varied in time from a week to 2 weeks, whole states. Something that was unheard of as being referred to as the 100-year storm, because we hope we'll not see that again for 100 years. But we hope 100 years from now, we'll have a better infrastructure. So we're going to sweep that away and not talk about that anymore. But the point of what I'm getting to is that it hurt our two Nancys worse than it hurt us. Because we were semi-prepared. We're a little further north. And we are acclimated to colder winters, and so we're adjusted to it a little better. And then I was on the phone speaking with our webmaster, Tim, who lives in Michigan, and he was virtually laughing at us. He said, well, if we backed off like you guys do, our kids would never go to school. You know, and he was reminding me that we all adapt to what is in the line of natural order. So God not only provides the answers to problems within nature, but he adapts us to the environments we've chosen to live in. And it's only when something abnormal happens that we really are shaken up. We really are just terribly disoriented, and we feel out of control and in some ways almost devastated because we've got to cope with an unusual critical situation like a tornado hitting or a hurricane hitting. And so we come to each other's aid and we ask for blessings in getting through that. So it's not, I just wanted to stand up for the fact that it's not cold or cold weather that's the problem. It's the unusual patterns of nature that catch us unpredictable and actually are outside the balanced scope of nature. So we and nature have both planted trees that don't, in a little bit further south, that don't hold up well to the ice. So it's the abnormal and the imbalance in nature that causes the problem. And that refers back to what Nancy and I were speaking about earlier with lab-created mosquitoes, genetically engineered mosquitoes that will go sterile and not perpetuate the malaria, that particular strain of malaria. But then, what about the ones that escape and are then free from other insect control methods? So it gets back to really praying, trusting, blessing, and helping within the orders of God's creation and nature, and doing the best we can to get ourselves back on balance and to help others get back on balance, which refers into the blessing we ask for our first respondents and our caregivers who come in to help us get back on balance. And sometimes, my friends, that's all it takes to heal, is just getting back in balance. So that's a very good reason that touches on a subject we emphasized last week about the difference between pain and suffering. It's so easy to accelerate our pain through suffering. And suffering helps to call in people to help us because we're a little bit insecure about, can we do this ourselves? Can we survive this ourselves? And if we're suffering, we call in for more help. But the problem with that is suffering keeps us off balance. If you can find the strength within yourself to mitigate the pain and to find the balance, to bring yourself back into that center point, you will contribute an amazing benefit to whatever you're coping with. And that includes human relationships, and I should maybe say especially human relationships. Have you ever noticed one that ever got better because you continued to argue? I've never found anything getting better because we continue to argue. Whoever draws the quiet card and just allows things to settle out by not talking further into the problem is the first one that's going to actually have the peace of mind to make the first real contribution. Or maybe the first real contribution was to move into balance. So with that being said, I'm going to step back and turn this over to our dear Nancy, who's here for us.
You bet. Thank you so much, Glenda. Well, thank you, Nancy, too, for calling Didn't realize you were my neighbor down the road, so that's exciting. Okay. We have Ashley. Welcome. Your line is open.
Hi. Yeah, this is Mary Beth Ashley. That's okay. A lot of people do that. I wanted to give my thanks and gratitude for the blessing that was done. I had the teeth out. There was 13 teeth in one root, and I just sailed right through it. Very little pain during and after. And on day 8, I started eating soft foods. My dentist says I would hate these dentures, and I just love them. I'm so grateful for the blessing that everybody gave me, because this was a huge deal for me.
Of course.
I just want to say thank you.
And it's a big game changer for you, so it's going to make life a whole lot more pleasant.
Yes, it was a challenge not having a lot of teeth, especially when they started falling out in front.
Oh, yeah. So. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I would like a blessing for more clients. I seem to be in a drought, and that I'd really appreciate that, because I want to help more people.
What is your business, Mary Beth?
I do energy healing and medical intuitive readings and stuff like that.
Okay, good. All right. It kind of helps to know where we're directing it. So we'll have that on the vibe also.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, Nancy, we need to call for more people on the board.
And I'll ask for a blessing for my neighbor, Barbara. I was just there. She called. And we were heading back home, and just had a little episode. Wasn't sure she was in the middle of a stroke or, you know, and had this popping in her head, and then her blood pressure soaring. And so she called out to us, and, you know, we spent a little time there and took her blood pressure several times. And she seems to be stable now, and everything seems to be fine. But if we can all just put Barbara Snowden into the blessing, that would be wonderful.
Okay, great. Yeah, we've got her. And how about for you and your family? I know you're doing
Yes, I've got some exciting news. Blessings for the new baby growing in Amber, my daughter-in-law, my son's wife, Amber. She's expecting number 3, so grandma 8 times now it'll be. So we're real excited.
You're going to have a kingdom there.
Well, you know, we are just really blessed, and we know everybody goes through hard things here and there. We all do. You know, we're dealing with all this mess here, and we haven't had electricity since Tuesday, I think. So much to be grateful for. And, you know, there's, like you said, there's pain, but we don't have to suffer. And it's okay. So we're getting through it.
In fact, when there's pain in your life and people know it, but you have the quality of voice that you're expressing right now, it gives courage to other people.
Well, I remember in Love Without End reading God in Reality, one of the most amazing lines that just really has always stuck with me and hit me is, you know, life is harsh when we leave God out. And I feel like that's so true when it comes to suffering. It seems, and I always think of the Job story, you know, and it's such an important message in the Bible to really study, you know, and in a relationship too with our marriage. It's like we had friends asking us about, you know, key ingredients to a healthy marriage, and it was like, oh gosh, you know, it's unique for everybody for sure. But, you know, we can't leave God out of our marital, you know, journey. And it's really, I think, the thing that has made it so strong, you know?
Yeah. Well, you and Gary are a fantastic couple. You know, if somebody wanted to ask me for an example of a good marriage, I would tell them, see Nancy and Gary.
Well, that's just because he's so funny.
Well, looks on everything.
Hi, Gary.
You gotta have humor. I tell you, if you didn't have humor, and you gotta sprinkle a lot of kindness in there too. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, you got so doggone many people in your family, there's always somebody to look at and say, oh my Lord, this was so worth it. Everything.
Yeah.
We did so right. worth it. The gorgeous.
Well, community, we've got our line is open. Well, I'm sorry.
We need some people on the line. Come on in, guys.
Come on in. I love that, Mary Beth, that you shared a wonderful story of, you know, the blessing, feeling the power of the blessing and the you know, how it helped you sail through and your surgery and everything. And it's just such a beautiful thing, you know, because we all have our prayer list, and sometimes you just got to say, my whole prayer list. I'm just, you know, without having to list the things, you know. But for me, I have certain moments that are like, oh, my mascara moment is for this person, or my, you know, brushing teeth moment. But sometimes you just got to just, you know, put our whole community in, and it's really nice to know you were carried through and buoyed up and all of that. So thank you for telling us that. And we do have Mara on the line.
We're all bigger than we think we are. And sometimes it helps by expressing and finding that other people care about us. Now, God already knows what you need, but he said, and this is in the Bible, not just once, several times, you have to ask. And sometimes the asking, which is only in our voice to ourselves, or just writing on a piece of paper, is not really strong enough to really register in our mind as having asked. But when you express it to someone else, you have asked. And, you know, I love that we can do that for one another.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. So I'm going to, before I bring Mara in, I would also like a blessing for my daughter, Jaina. And I know I've shared this with the community. She's 38 and she's had, several miscarriages, and, you know, she's so thrilled about the new news, but I know it's also a tender spot for her. So just to continue, she's still hopeful, and we all still feel that she's going to be a mom someday, something that she really desires. So I just want to add her to the blessing. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay. We will.
All right. And now we've got Mara. Your line is open, Mara.
Hi.
Hello.
It's good to talk to all of you. Glenda, happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you.
Yes, I hope you had, you had a wonderful day, I'm sure.
I did.
I would like to ask if, when you say, you know, to ask for specific blessings, which I do when, but when I do the blessings during the week, I have done what Nancy said she did, which is, say, you know my list, and I would be working on my list all day if I added after all these years. But I have often said, you know my list, you know my wants and desires. I normally also ask for blessings on the planet, on our brotherhood, our mankind, our humankind, and to wake up, to help us wake up.
No kidding.
And have some deeper understanding. I mean, the North Dakota is one of the reddest states in the Union, and there's some really beautiful, wonderful people here, and I'm very fortunate to know some of them, and they've been very helpful to me. But there are many people here in the legislature that are introducing very harmful, unnatural suggestions for what we should do, and they're coming very close to getting passed. Not close enough yet, but they're still working on it. And I just pray that we'll all wake up. I try to when I hear something, instead of people saying something derogatory about it, I try to say, bless it. Lord, bless it.
Mm-hmm.
And often I think of the comment of Yeshua when he was here, or so at least that's reported that way, when he said, Lord, have mercy on them. Mm-hmm. They know not what they do. And I kind of think that's what's happening here right now. It's they want to burn books. They want to get books out of the library that are another, that are not the evangelistic writings, and which I have no objection to their being evangelists, but they're treating it as though it's the only workable religion, and that we've all got to change again and kind of go backwards. Am I making any sense?
It's kind of hard to know, Mara, without going into detail, and this is not the kind of call where we go into detail on political issues. So it makes it kind of hard for you to skirt around what you're talking about, but I think we all have the gist of it because it's going on so many places. And my prayer every day is that God's will be done and that we have the wisdom to observe and accept what God's will is. So,
yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Well, you know, the thing is, when we get into fighting on political terms, political issues, we think it's all about which side of human will is the best. And neither side of human will is perfect. Neither side.
Right. Right.
None of us know well enough to literally change the future destiny of our world. None of us do. And mm-hmm. so we have in a certain amount of modesty and a certain amount of surrender, we have to do the best we know to do and pray mm-hmm. that God's will take care of the rest. So,
right.
I think one of the best things that we all can do is keep our faith. Just keep your faith. And, don't worry about those who've lost their faith because, you know,
well, I'm not
saying
they've lost their faith.
Well, they've got a faith in something else. Put it that way.
Their behaviors are, the behaviors are not an indication that they have faith in all of people.
All people have
their sovereignty. They all have it, everyone. And if we don't know ourselves if we don't go into our inner selves and know who we are, which is hard to do, how in the world can we make judgments about why all this other stuff is going on? You know,
sure.
It's difficult to do that.
Well,
and I don't want to do that. I want to do the best I can. Pardon?
Yeah. I said that's a violation of our sovereign freedom to communicate and to hold our own beliefs uninterfered with by the government. The government should never be telling us what to believe. So, but you know, Mara, if we go back to the time that Yeshua walked on the world, on the earth, look at the vast population of the Roman Empire compared to the very small number of early Christians. But the early Christians expanded and won to the degree that Rome wanted to affiliate with Christianity, and it could only survive Christianity. So that's an example of just, Jesus said, love your enemy, meaning in those days and times, it meant love the Romans. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they surrendered. They surrendered to not fight the Romans, not disagree with the Romans, but to build their own faith as strong as it could be. And they became stronger than Rome. So that's what I'm trying to say, Mara, is we don't get to the end we want to be by just fighting one another. We don't get there.
Right.
We don't get there. You know, it's good to be informed, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being informed, as long as we don't stay on the TV all day long looking at the news, because there's very little of that that you can trust, and most of it is just another form of fighting. There's a lot of fighting going on in the world, and my friends, you're not going to benefit by it. You know, sometimes you just have to look at what's going on and make a few decisions for yourself. And make decisions about where you're going to take a stand and what you believe in. Use it to strengthen your faith, not to strengthen your position in battle. Because the wars are not, nobody wins in war.
Right.
Actually, that's true. Nobody wins in war.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes, and oftentimes, the loser wins bet more than what we perceived to be the winner. Look at the end of World War II, where Germany became, after that, one of the leading nations in Europe because it didn't waste money on fighting anymore. It had liquid funds to invest in education, in social improvement, industry, and social services, and it built itself up to being one of the strongest countries in Europe. Look what happened to Japan after the end of World War II. It wasn't allowed to fight. All of its military was removed. So all of its funds were turned again toward constructive activities, social rebuilding, economic rebuilding, and it became one of the strongest technological nations in the world. So that's the case.
Yeah.
It were both cases. The loser won, all right? That's what happened with Christianity. Christians were rounded up and they were put in the Colosseum to be eaten by the lions. I mean, really, literally, this is history. And they won. They won. So this comes back to one of the blessings. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I have to go. My manager is here. There's a problem in the hallway. Apartment.
We'll remember you and our blessing. Okay. Bye bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, Glenda, I just want to share. I've always thought this wonderful bumper sticker would be from Love Without End. Mercy is the flower of growth, because it's like every time you practice mercy, you grow. And I think, you know, if we grow, then better choices are made and you see better vision and you create a better world. And, you know, it's just mercy is the flower of growth. It's nice and short, isn't it?
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. It would be very relevant in today's world. So anybody that wants to take that thought up and go do it, you got my blessing. I hope I didn't dominate Mara's time, but she gave up she gave us such an important thought to cultivate, and that is that fighting is not going to get us. And that, I'm not just talking about, military fighting. I'm talking about verbal fighting, political fighting, just general bouts of anger that are going on everywhere today. It's not going to get us where we want to be. It really isn't. And, the peacemakers will be called children of God.
Right.
Isn't that what we are in the end? And the peacemakers will win. They will win.
Yes.
You know, this is what Gandhi illustrated with, India. They were fighting revolution after revolution to get, the British Empire out of, it was the British Empire at that point in history, to get the British Empire to let go and get out of there. And Gandhi told them how to fight with peace. And they won.
Right.
They won.
Right.
So, this is why we don't bring these issues into our blessing call, because we know better. We know where the power is. In the end, there's one winner, and that's God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you are living within the grace, the love, and the power of God and all of His creation, you're a winner too. It may not look like it at times, because there are different flows in life and there's complications in the world. The world is where all the complications are. And we just need to remember to step at least one foot outside of it. At least one foot. Might help if it was just one little toe.
Right. Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much, Glenda. We do have one more caller.
Great.
Nancy. Let me open your line. Another Nancy. Today's the Nancy day.
Hello. And happy birthday, Glenda. I hope you just have a wonderful coming year. And I was calling to tell you something that was fun, and that was an example of the humor of spirit. I was asked to give a presentation on Love Without End, basically, and about you and how the book was written and the message. And so I chose three things, and I talked about you are love and you are eternal spirit, and I talked about the sacred heart and how important it was. And then I talked about the three components of the universe. Well, when we got to that and I was explaining we are co-creators with God because we're love and we are spirit and we can command the adamantine particles, there was kind of a surprised look in the group, like, oh my goodness, she's saying we have the power of God. And I was telling them, no, that's not quite it. We don't have that much awesome power, but we have the power within our life. And I'm struggling trying to think, what's an example? And all of a sudden, this example came to me. We're like the elves that work and help create with Santa Claus. And when that thought came to me, I said, Spirit, are you sure I'm supposed to say that? It seems so inappropriate. But anyway, it kept coming. So finally I said it. And this woman in the group started laughing really hard. And she pulled up her pant leg. And she had on, now this is like late January. She pulls up her pant leg. She has on Christmas socks that are green with red and white stripes. And guess what it said on her socks? I am an elf. And we all just laughed. And I laughed too. I kept thinking, well, it was a crazy example. It sounded crazy, but it wasn't crazy. There was a reason. There was a reason she wore the socks. There was a reason. Anyway, it was really fun. And the presentation and the meditation went so well. And I would like to say for everybody listening, it's so easy to listen to the news and expand our focus on the things that aren't going the way we hope, the things that are harmful. But there's so much going on out there that is really, truly wonderful. And we can't forget that. And it's easy when we don't put in perspective what we're hearing and understand how the priorities of the media are set. So we need to focus on the good stuff, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's great. And you know, what you did with that little story is you appealed to the child in everyone. You brought out the inner child in everybody in that audience, and the children could actually understand more than the adults could.
But yes, that's the truth.
No,
and then
the truth.
Their meditation experience, not because of what I said and did, but because they were so focused on love and spirit and the Sacred Heart, their meditation experiences were just awesome based on what they were saying. I kind of really felt overwhelmed by it. You know, it was a lovely day, and it was a good thing, and we were sending out loving thoughts and loving energy to everywhere. So it was a good day, and those good days are happening all the time.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they are for me too, and you know, that's a wonderful example of stepping out of the world. You stepped into the heart. You stepped out of the world into the heart, and by your little story, you helped everybody in the room to do the same thing.
They actually, I don't claim that I had much to do with it, but
they were
able to do it, and Spirit helped us. You know, we asked Spirit to help
of
us
course.
Before we started. There was a prayer for that help. So, but anyway, it was a wonderful thing, and it was such a joy for each of us, including me. So I just wanted to say something loving and happy and an example of these little events are occurring everywhere. So
they are.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. And thank everybody who's helping all of these little events happen, because this is what changes the world.
Amen. We just need more loving events.
That's right.
And we can do that. It doesn't have to be big. Mine is an example, a small thing. There were maybe 10 people. That's it.
Absolutely.
And you have no idea how much they will go out and then influence other people to be happy.
Exactly. And we got to get the message out. We need to spend time actually talking about it. So thank you, God. You gave us, Glenda, you helped give us the words that we needed to say to get the message out. And I just love you for doing that. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And I did very little, Nancy. I just was a good secretary.
I know how you feel. Sometimes I feel like, well, I'm a good listener sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I was a good listener too. And that makes a difference. You know,
I think
if we had more listeners than talkers, we'd get to the answers a whole lot faster.
I think so. Well, I don't want to take up anybody else's time, but I thought you would enjoy hearing that little story because it was so much fun.
I loved it. I loved it. And we love you too, Nancy.
Oh, thank you. I love all of you. And thank you and thank Nancy and everybody on the call. And I send loving blessings and healing energy to everyone for whom blessings were asked and everyone who asked for the blessings. Because as you give, so you receive. So thank you, God.
That's right.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much. Golly, that was just so lovely. We love you. And we do have Mara that came back, Glenda. I'm going to open the line. She's got something
Hello,
to share.
Welcome back.
Hey, Mara.
I have news. The emergency is being taken care of, and each one of us in the apartment had to give them the doors. The electric door wouldn't open, and they have to change the code for everybody when that happens. So it was a very simple emergency, but nonetheless, no one could get in or out without it. So I thank you, and I'm sorry for the interruption. But I got back in time to hear happiness, and that's always a pleasure. And I have one thank you to say, very big thank you. My son was taking me to my doctor, or bringing me home from my doctor appointment one day, and we came so close within seconds of time of having a very serious car accident. Mm-hmm. And he managed to whip in and out of a lane coming from the other direction and get into which he said, I didn't even know, Mother, if there was one there, but he pulled into somebody's yard, and the car just, well, we got missed by three cars.
Oh, wow.
I said, well, Dan, that's a miracle. That was a miracle. And
yes.
He said, yeah. The big guy was watching over us, and I said, you sure got that right. So anyway, there are wonderful things, and I certainly didn't mean to throw cold water on the conversation today, but sometimes I feel like if only there were 150 of me, so I could pray very, very much for for each one individually. I do when I hear something come up, but then they get on my list. But anyway, thank you for everything, and I do love this group and the work that we accomplish, even though we don't always see it, but every now and then it shows up real bright and shiny. So thank
you. It
sure
does. It really does. And thank you, Mara. Glad your emergency was simple, and we love you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you averted that car wreck. That is a miracle for sure. That is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
That was just amazing, because the car slammed on its brakes right in front of Dan. And anyway, I don't need to go into description, but it was. It was just, in fact, Dan's, when he told his wife, she said, did she scream? And Dan said, nope, there wasn't a peep out of her. And there wasn't. It happened so fast, I was never frightened.
Mm-hmm.
It just, and it was all over as fast as it happened. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that is really something.
Yeah.
So I congratulated Dan, of course, with using his head real good, using his talents. So,
mm-hmm.
Thank
well,
you.
There were many, many blessings that happened there. And
yes.
Give thanks for them all.
I do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mara. Okay.
Oh,
hang around now for the blessing. All right.
Thank you. Thank all of you. I'm glad we have this group too. to help keep our faith strong and to see the good in things when they come. Thank you, and thank you for your comments afterward.
Well, thank you, Mara, always for your love and your insights. You're always so wonderful. We thank you so much. And we do have one more caller, Sarah. I'm so happy you called in.
Aloha, beloved Glenda and Nancy, and I send my love to our whole community. I just want to say really quickly, just thank you so much. Praise to God and Yeshua for the progress my beloved Papa Pete has made. He was released from the hospital and is now in the rehabilitation center and is just making such fast progress. Yes, I'm hopeful that he's going to actually be coming home with me this week. So praise to God and Yeshua, and just continued prayers for his healing and rehabilitation, and to all such nation for their health, all who work in rehabilitation. God bless them all.
Amen. Amen. And so good. It's good to hear your news. That's great. That's great.
Yes. Thank you.
No, it's such joy comes out of your the tone of your voice for caring and nurturing for your dad and our elderly is such a witness to the rest of us about what a privilege that is, and you take it in such a beautiful way. So I'm so glad you're on.
Thank you. I feel that is absolutely my responsibility, my joyful responsibility as a Christian is that kind of care and devotion. So thank you.
You're welcome, and you are so good at it. We always look forward to hearing your sweet voice on our call.
Yay.
Well, I was just going to say, how wonderful for your dad's release and healing progress. So thank you so much for sharing that. So, Glenda, I leave it over to you now.
Well, we are after 4 already, and we've got an empty board. So let's just go into another modality here right now. I think it's time to switch into the quietness of our being and be ready to just receive. Okay, wherever you are, reclining, sitting, your position really doesn't matter as long as you're relaxed and as long as you don't have body parts crossed, because we do not want to misdirect energy that flows through our body, and it flows from the higher realms of existence, not necessarily in the galactic sense of higher, but in the consciousness sense of higher. It comes from the higher realm of angelic Christ consciousness and the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father. So the energy will be dispensed from the higher realms, flowing through the top of your head, through your body, clearing down on the right side into the earth. And the earth will receive it to clean it and neutralize it from anything you might have picked up in the course of living that maybe wasn't to your greatest good or was conflicting with an ideal that you wanted to implement in your life, something better you wanted to create for your life. So it will just be taken into the earth for recycling, and our Mother Earth will then generate a return energy back up through your body that will pass through your heart, circle around where it receives a warm embrace from Christ, and then back up through the top of your head and into the heavenly realms. Now, this will happen many times because it's a very quick energy. It's a very high frequency of energy, which means it travels quickly and with almost no resistance at all. So you probably will not feel it physically at all, but you may feel a soft quietness occurring as it passes through you. Unlike any other form of energy, it contains no resistance. It brings light with it. It brings joy and happiness with it. It brings release from trouble with it. It brings hope and a creative orientation, kind of like being a child again. It's very, very childlike, a little bit like the energy you pick up when you hold your child or your grandchild, or remember yourself being a child. And you just rest with it. So in order to get ready for that, what we're going to do is we're just going to stretch our arms and our legs and turn our head and take a deep breath to inflate our chest and feel our upper body expanding and then releasing and relaxing, just being like a child playing on the grass. And it's also lovely. And we look up at the blue sky. And there's not a worry in the world. There's only us and the earth and God and the sky and the breeze and the birds occasionally flying by and maybe your puppy there with you. It's just inner peace that resembles life as you knew it when you were a child. And there's really nothing else to do. There's nothing for you to do except prepare yourself for this lovely, sublime receiving. And we're going to carry the preparation just one step further. I'll drill you through it, and then I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. And the blessing givers will join me to convey the Holy Spirit in the blessing, joining with Christ in your heart to bring you love and goodness and restoration for whatever you've suffered in the world. So what we're going to do is the four square breath. We're going to gently, doesn't have to be an athletic breath by any means. This is a gentle breath that you control the timing of. Whatever timing works for you. It could be equal intervals, or it could be like playing music where it's one beat and then two beats and then soft beat ending. Whatever appeals to you for your breath, you're going to give breath into the world. It starts with giving. We give our breath into the world to the count of four, which is why we call it the four square breath, because we're going in a square, four square into the world. And then we're going to let it be received. We're going to pause to the count of four. Nothing, no breath, not in or out. Just pause to the count of four. Graciously and with patience, allowing your breath to be received. Then we're going to take our breath back to the count of four. Your count, however you wish it to be, back into your body. To just take it deep into your upper body and expand into your chest and your abdomen. Expand and fill yourself with the air coming back to you. And then pause again, giving your body a chance to receive and distribute that breath to all the places that need a little bit of new life. Then you're going to do it again. You're going to start up and give again. So you be in this dance of life while I offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, brother to us all, Son of God, who is here to demonstrate to us that your potential is our potential. For it all begins with being. In the beginning was God. The I am that I am. And given to all of us is being. That can be as it chooses to be. The choice is ours. And we choose from love to have a greater life. We choose from love
to expand our interpretation into what is anything on our planet.
That we give into our planet the spirit of love, the spirit of peace, of mercy, and of creativity. In a spirit of patience, we wait, not telling others how to receive our love, but allowing them to receive it and be as they choose to be. We take back the breath of life that we may fill ourselves with peace, more love, and beauty. That it may be distributed not just to our body, but to our heart and our soul. And therefore we become a stronger presence among the community of beings, human, animal, plant, all living things. The community of being needs to know itself as a being. And we thank you for teaching us that it is the being which is immortal, and it is the being which is love. We ask that you help us to forgive actions that just have originated as part of the chaos of the world, for it knows not what it does, and help us to bless and encourage all of the actions that are generated by love from beings who are here to make a difference in our coexistence. We thank you for the children and their sweethearts. We ask that you be with people around the world to give them hope and courage to be their best and to find love in every aspect of life, because it's there. We thank you for showing us that as we forgive, we receive then more love and more life. We ask that you would honor all the requests for blessing today and all the prayers around the world. Everyone who is praying to you for relief in their life. And for all of those who don't know to pray, we pray for them that they shall discover who they are. And in that discovery, we'll have more life and more love to give. And now we surrender into the quietness of being in your presence to receive what you have come to give us. All these things we ask in your blessed name. Amen. Amen. Now and forever. Amen. Blessing givers, will you stand and join me, please? Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest. Lay down. And don't think. Don't even continue your prayer, because that takes you into your needs and your wants. We are receiving now. You're into a full state of receiving. So be a blank slate, a whiteboard, on which God may write his blessings. Amen again. I wish you a wonderful week, and I hope to see you back next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.